What did you say?
Snow White Boy.
Slap him under. What's she ready? Come on. No, hold the peace, Lee. Right, so yesterday we spoke about, interesting halachas, about, we were talking about spreading a sheet over some chairs. So we had some chairs over here, and we wanted to know how you could put a blanket over the chairs, yeah? So we said that a way to do it is to hold the gag up first, hold up the roof, you hold up the sheet, and then you slide the chairs underneath the sheet. So what everyone was asking is, if you hold the gag very high up, does that also help? It looks like it has to be quite near. It means you have to hold the sheet quite slightly above the chairs. It means it's held over here, and then you slide the chairs underneath the thing. How much of a gap, I don't know. But it can't be the washing height. Thank you, Rachel. It can't be you do the sheet very high up, and then you put the thing over there. That's the chair, no good. It has to be quite nearby. I don't know what the shear is. I have to check out exactly what the shear is. That's what it looks like. That was one thing we spoke about yesterday. What's the other thing? What else was there? Yesterday's shear. That was more or less. Yeah, that was all. That's what we said. So the ma'aser. See you, Moshe. Sure, see you. That was the halacha of a blanket over chairs. Over chairs. Yeah, we said who are doing that works with a moshel. For example, netting. A person wants mosquito net or fly netting over a buggy, and a buggy's got no other hood on it, so the ma'aser got a problem. I haven't got a heta. So then what you do is you hold the mosquito net up. Let's say over here, and you slide the buggy into the net. Yeah? That's what we said yesterday.
It's quite hard to hold it there.
Not you, someone else has told it.
Yeah, I was thinking if you lift it up so that one side is resting on the floor, and then you push the buggy in so that it automatically rolls over the buggy.
I'm not sure. Really. It has to be.
You're holding it here so that it's just hanging down. And then you push
the button.
But it's not a roof then.
Yeah, it has to be a roof.
You're not making the roof.
But that you have to make the roof has to be up. The Chazal's heta was the roof is
if
up.
If you're on an angle, it's not a slant.
Maybe a slant, you're right. That's right. It's very hard to do one person, but two people is much better. Yeah, one person is very hard to do. What? Yeah. I said at the beginning, it can't be a big height above. It has to be very slightly above. It looks like how much above, I don't know. It has to be quite slightly above, not very highly above. I don't know if it's less than that. Mr. Possum said about less than a tefach. It looks like quite nearby, and I have to check it out. I understand. You're right. And Swara makes it up. It's very hard. I mean, because we should have spoken out this if it's true. I mean, you can only leave a very small amount of space. That's the Possum have spoken out. I didn't see anyone speak this out, so it's an interesting point, I hear. Okay. Now, one thing, let's just go over one thing we learned, it's very important. We said before, Lamoshal, that spreading a roof out on Shabbos is also to do only if the roof is going to protect people underneath it from sun or rain, or we're going to play a game there. Generally speaking, if you're going to spread a roof out, but you're not going to use the airspace underneath for a person, that is really not a problem. So, Lamoshal, a person wants to open up one of these folding tables for a bit, for example, here, yes, Lamoshal, let's say the folding table like this on the floor. Wants to pick up like this. So it's an interesting question. Has he done anything wrong over here? He's made really underneath it oil. He's made a tent over here. Why is it you put your shoes, you put your feet under there? But possibly that's not really cool oil because you haven't got a proper mechitza on the two sides. The only time this is also is if you make a proper partition on facing sides. So if you have the washer, a board going all the way down here and a board going up all the way on the other side, that could be part of the tablecloth. Tablecloth, it goes all the way to the floor. It has to be goes all the way to the floor. If it's not going to the floor, it's not probably there yet.
Halfway
down. Halfway, it has to be within 3 feet on the ground. That's an important point. Making a roof is a problem if there's two mechitzas on either side. If you haven't got. What? If you've got the managed tumor. Two mechitzas like that. You know about tables, with the flooring, the legs go all the way down. That's an interesting point, I don't know how to think about that. Yeah, but that doesn't fall on the floor, you're not picking up the whole table.
Down, you can't pick it up, you're trying to say.
Yeah, it could be,
if
it falls.
If it was collapsed, you'd be allowed to lift it up because it's a truss bar. So what happens if it's folded or
it's right, it's not worth. No, if it's not folding, a folding table. No, it's not a folding table, let's say, immortal. Let's say it's got a leg all the way down, not folding.
Yeah.
So he's right, if it's a folding table, it's much better because it's like it's a trussle.
But if it's a
it's like that chair which opens up, which is not normal, it was always able to make that sort of thing, that's not a problem. But if it's, let's say, a proper standing one. It
won't be any better than a solid table.
No, because that's even when it's closed, it's full of oil. Here, when the thing's on the floor, it's not full of oil.
So the table, the thing, right on the side, it should still be.
Not sure, I don't know. I have to think about it. Good point.
If the centre falls down towards you, you can't put it up. Although you should, which is not from the bottom. Why?
What's
you've got more floor, you've got the sides all the way down to the ground. You've got airspace in underneath, although you're not using the airspace for what you just now said.
You're not using
the airspace. So the same with the table there. So it's not the
same. This falls down, you've got two heats over here. Which you put your feet there, let's say, you put something to use it.
Same problem.
Or these benches.
Or benches.
It's wrong. The math is not right, obviously. I don't know why.
It's really me.
Oh, so I'm coming to this episode. I just wondering what I'm going to say now. If what I'm saying now might be right, I'll tell you the truth. Interesting point what you're saying. It could be. Because it's right. If the machizes were already made before Shabbos, then there's no problem tackle with this. So there could be this case over here, it's got this answer. Yeah, it could be. The mice may be right. So the machis were already made, there's no problem. What is a problem, though? I'll tell you what's interesting. That's our Loch and Shulchan Aruch. And that is the Moshul. Let's just get on the Shulchan Aruch over here. Yes, if the machis is already made, that's already much better. I'll check it out. I think that's right. If the machis is already made, maybe that's better. Right, so here we're saying over here that you mustn't put up two mechitzas. It's only also put two mechitzas up on Shabbos, yeah? There is a case of where you've got mechitzas already made, and it could also be a problem on Shabbos. Very interesting halacha this actually. It's halacha in Shin Tes Vav. Let's see what Gimel it is. That is a person. Marshall, let's see what you say over here, Marshall. This is Katie. Can I put a lid on top?
Yes.
Have I made an oil?
Nobody's going to go
inside the pot. But no, that's true. But am I using what's inside there? Do I want to cover what's inside there? I do. If the suit falls to the top, then you're right. But let's say the suit's been already emptied out. Quite a bit's been emptied out already, yeah? And I put the lid back on again. Have I made an oil? I've got all mechitzas over here.
Putting the glass top on.
Because here's four mechitzas. Here's much worse. Here you've got four mechitzas. Here you've got mechitzas all the way down here.
For Shabbos, you said the
mechitzas. So the meiser, that's mutter. So if I take this off on Shabbos, and I put this back on again, no problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if I move this pot on Shabbos, and I put it down over here, it's like I have made new mechitzas on this area over here. Therefore, to put the lid back on again, L'chaira should be a problem. Well, it's not right. I'm just telling you what that's what Mishnah Berurah says. L'chaira is interesting. L'chaira, that's what should come out. Because you're moving the whole mechitzas from one area to another. If the mechitzas, like you say, stay where they are, and if I take them, I'm serving on the blech, I move it slightly off the blech, let's say, and I serve from there, then I haven't moved anything. So those mechitzas were already made, there's no problem. But if I move the whole path, and I serve over here, and then I put the lid on again, that l'chaira is making four mechitzas on Shabbos with the lid on. Are you saying the maaser, no one's going to go in the pot? It's true, but the maaser, you're storing things underneath there, and if you've got four mechitzas, that's the problem.
Well, you need to
do
the lid.
Oh, so the maaser is interesting. This is an interesting halacha, this over here. Kisei Kalim. So that apostle says, so Shlomo Zalman says, for example, that if the lid is meyuchot for kelim, that means any lid that we have in our house, generally speaking, is meant to be on a pot. So just like a door, says Shlomo Zalman, our apostle says, when you open it and close it, there's no bin and seerah. Who have been any kelim which has got a lid on it, and a lid is meant to be designed to go on top of a, what do you call it, on top of a pot. So any lid, which has got a hand long, or it's meant, it's designed to be a lid, there's no problem.
What about the buggy?
What's the buggy?
What's the thing
No, but that's a whole lot, that's a much worse oil, that's much stricter, because there's for people. But every long oil for people, that's a much stricter sort of oil. Here we're talking about, no one's going to go in here, this is just protecting what's inside, that's a much weaker sort of oil, and there you need to have four mechitzas. These four mechitzas, which are made over here, it's true, they're four mechitzas, but since this lid is designated for this thing over here, there's no problem putting it on.
Does that have to be perfect matching lid?
Oh, that's the one. Now, Shai, what sort of lid do I need? So, lechore, any lid in a house is oimba to go on pots. I don't have any duff and yucca for this one. Lechore, any lid is good enough to be put on a pot. That was right, yeah.
I took the pot itself and I flipped the pot upside down. The pot is not made for that. So, that I have given it. So, I took the pot and flipped
it. You turned it upside down?
Yeah.
You can't use it. It's over here. That says nothing because no one's going to you do that. So Obama says that's nothing because no one's going. There's nothing to do inside. There's nothing to do inside here anymore. You can't use it. It's useless. I'm not sure about it. You know, you can't really get these washable suits which are very hot, and you want to protect it. You don't want to put it in the fridge. You can't go in the fridge. You've got like a big netting that goes over it. That I don't know about. I'm not sure if that's allowed to be. I don't know. But I'm not sure. Unless it's called a KDM yuchel. That's like I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Yeah, and you've got four mechitzas over it, and you want to store that thing. I asked your father, he told me the mice, I'm sorry, he says to me, the mice are not doing for the cake. It's not there for the cake. It's that you don't touch it, but you're not doing it to me. It's not only for the cake, the cake will be on the table as well. It doesn't make it look nice, I don't think. That's an interesting story. I asked the mice discussion. I told you I had this kashrut with the washer, when I was at a simcha, they made the simcha, the washer where they spread these flowers, leaves, loose leaves on the tablecloth. And then they take a vase and they turn it upside down and they put it on those leaves. Lechor, yeah, it's very look. Mice looks very nice. I must say, it does look very nice. It's interesting there. Lechor, what you're doing is you're taking four mechitzas and you're turning it upside down. You're making it on Shabbos.
That's what you're trying to say. I think it would be possible as we said yesterday.
It's a shoter. What?
The mal ramasa.
No, it's the whole thing. You're doing the whole thing in one go here. You're not doing the matter. You're doing the whole thing over here, I said. That's he wanted to say you're not doing. It's an interesting story. I don't have to speak about it. I'm not sure. But here, the chora over here, this pot, every lid like this, the chora, any lid in the kitchen, if you pop on top of a pot, is pashtus miyuchah for pots, and there was no problem. So where could there be a problem, Rabbi Isai?
Could you put it on your head?
What?
Put it on your head.
Put it what?
If you put the lid on your head.
That could all be, maybe. That's I'm not sure about it. I'll tell you what you say, something can happen in the kitchen. Let's say you've got some, you've got a pot, which has got some soup in it. It's very, very hot. And the mice, you've got no lid to cover it. So you take a piece of silver foil, and you put that on top of the pot.
Do that all the time,
containers. Containers for that. Containers, the lids are miyuchah for that.
Piece of silver foil.
Oh, so that's an interesting point now, yeah? If someone takes the cut foil, obviously the foil is cut for Shabbos. If the foil is cut for Shabbos, the foil as it is by itself, the foil as it is by itself is past just a, what do you call it? The foil as it is moxie, if it's on a roll, yeah? But that's one before, so my story is cut for Shabbos. Are you allowed to put the foil on top of this pot? Or are you allowed to put a plate, the moshel, a plate on top of the foil, on top of the pot? You're allowed to do that. Again, the whole shayla over here is where there's a halal tefach, yeah? So if the soup is full to the top over here, if the soup is full to the top, and I put a lid on top of it, there's no oil then, there's no problem at all. I can put foil, I can put anything else I want in there, yeah? If the food comes to the top within a tefach, from the top, and there's no airspace, halal tefach. What?
You can't go up to the middle of food.
You what?
You go up to the middle of food.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So can you put that silver before the meal, and then use the soup, and then...
Yeah, that's called a yichud, I'm not sure. You mean if you put it on before Shabbos, maybe? If you put it on before Shabbos, maybe you miyachad. I don't know if you miyachad on Shabbos itself.
No, it's for the soup.
Ah, but when it goes empty, when you take it out, it's going to be a problem. What do you mean? You put it on when it's full.
No, I put it on just to protect the soup. And after it's
already gone, it's
full. I'm saying, is that called a yichud? You're saying that's called a yichud? You designated it. You designated on Shabbos. I'm not sure. I don't know. But a chayra, a piece of silver foil, or a plate that a person decides to put over his big pot, that chayra is not so poshut. So that's all. And one safe attacker says that's a problem, Taka. The fault attacker says that's a problem.
He says over here,
fault, but that's Taka problematic. In such a case, something which is not miyuchad for this is taka a problem. would be an eight attacker. Pashas, that's a good eight. Very good. Yeah, that's a good eight attacker. Yeah, that's a very good eight. The choira that would work over here. Yeah, there's a very good eight. What you're saying means you hold the foil up, and then you slide the pot under the foil. The choira that would be a good eight. Or who has him with a plate that would be an eight. Let me just find this if I can find it here. It down here. Oh, we don't know about the kalim. Here. Okay, this is a shayach. Rak kashem and chasmas akalim kisu kazer she'enem usukun akach. The whole problem over here is only when you use a lid which is not designated for this. Kagoyim, menya kesef, person uses the moshel silver foil, or the ka'ora, or a plate, or a magush, or a tree. But that is not miyuchot to go on top of pots. So that is a problem. In the Sefer Lama Tes Malachos or Ribia, he says, I don't know what, he's talking about foil actually. He says that foil is only to be used for all these things, and therefore that's allowed to be done. The Chiddush actually, I must say, it's an interesting thing. I don't know, a very interesting point is, yeah?
Again, why did you say silver foil, the roll is muktzah?
That we spoke about once before, the Maizeh. Anything shiny, anything which is on a roll, is that muktzah. So Maizeh, it's not only to be used like that, really. Most people during a week do not use it in that matzah. And therefore, the chayra, that is most of it. We were sort of having the shalom yehudah. But most people don't use a roll. Could be on there. We spoke about it on using a dustbin bag, the moshel, for example. Can you use a moshel? Someone's dustbin bag is full. So he wants to put a new dustbin bag in his dustbin. Nice, he's got nothing else. He's got nothing else besides the dustbin on a roll. So that lechayra we said was a problem. I think some poskim said this was a problem over here because the mice is not only to be used like that normally. A normal roll. It's not a case like this, it's not a matter of doing. It's very chomer, it's not oily. Kitchen roll, same thing. Same problem. The chur is the same problem. The kitchen roll, the chur is the same problem. It's not oily to be used like that. The only thing we said was a toilet roll could be better because b'shas al chak on Shabbos, you've got nothing else you can use that. But a normal roll of something on it, the chur is problematic to use. A roll of foil, or a roll of kitchen paper, or dustbin bags on a roll, the chur, all that is the chur problematic to use on Shabbos as it is because that's not oily, the kach. It's not meant to be used like that. Well, it's all right. Toilet paper we said was different. It's called a dabri, it's a special hector. But otherwise, the chayra, that's not the bottom. Okay, everybody, you better stop there.